Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Spring Jam in beautiful Boulder City, Nevada. It is a beautiful weekend here in Boulder City. It's the first full weekend in May, and I am here to support the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce and their Best Damn Podcast. I am taking over the hosting role today for the CEO of the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce, Jill Lagan. She's out there helping to put out fires, have conversations, and she's in her element, let me tell you that. But without further ado, I have the pleasure to introduce you to Beth Vandenberg. Now, Beth was the past president of the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to hear all about Beth. So, Beth, welcome.
Thank you so very much for having me.
All right. So I have to ask, I've gotten to know Jill as the CEO, but what's the role and responsibility of a president of a Chamber of Commerce?
To continue Jill's mission and make sure that everything that we've got planned, the wonderful activities here in Boulder City, that they go off without a hitch, and help her fundraise to fund those events.
All right. Now, your exposure in fundraising, has that been with nonprofits or associations? Is that your background?
Correct. Yeah, I come from a strong nonprofit fundraising event position is what I do for a living, or did for a living prior.
Okay. What is unique about that kind of a role versus an organization like a Chamber of Commerce, especially in a town like Boulder City? I mean, there's just so much to see and offer here. It's kind of unique. It's not your typical small little town.
No, it definitely is not. It's a wonderful little town, and especially because it's so close to Lake Mead and the National Recreation Area there that brings so many visitors to our area, and of course, the Vegas area. So we get the wonderful opportunity to be flooded with enormous variety of people and showcase our great little town.
Fantastic. Now, when you were past president of the Boulder City Chamber, what were some of your responsibilities?
So every president tries to do something every year to make it memorable and make an impact on the chamber. So, of course, I did a fundraiser where one of the houseboat companies here at the National Rec area donated a week-long houseboat and gas money. So we were able to fundraise, sell tickets, and have this houseboat raffle. And we did that for 3 years. And it was a nice way to bring some different money into the area.
Okay. Now, the Spring Jamboree, we are spring. It's May. Gorgeous day. A little windy. I like it. What are some of the other big events in Boulder City, especially ones you've had your imprint on?
Well, so I started my imprint with events here in Boulder City at Art in the Park. That's put on by the Hospital Foundation and raises money for the hospital and their activities. And then, of course, you have a couple Rotary groups that put on barbecues and Wurst festivals. And, of course, we have the 4th of July celebration with Damboree. And Spring Jam is always the kickoff to the spring season, seems like, and then followed up by a barbecue competition. And then 4th of July and around the holidays, the chamber does all the Christmas events. So tree lighting, electric light parade, just everything. There's just something for every season of the year here in Boulder City.
It's funny, and this is more personal to me and as I work with other chambers to start a podcast, is they always say, what do we talk about? What should I talk about? And I'm thinking, oh my God, go spend a week with the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce.
We'll tell you all about everything. Oh, what don't we do?
Yeah, I mean, you've got events.
Yeah.
You've got businesses that are moving here, setting up shop. You have families who are deciding to come here and raise a family.
It's a great place to raise a family. I raised my girls here, and now my daughter is raising my grandchildren here.
That's fantastic. And of course, you have the dam.
Yeah. The damn town. We're the best damn town, for sure.
I love that. And it's just, that's what was really unique about starting the podcast here, the Best Damn Podcast, because It was so iconic. It's like, how could you not use that?
You can't beat the name.
Yeah.
And you can do it for everything in this town.
Exactly.
It's the best.
Exactly. So I'm curious, with an event and producing an event, what are some of the intricacies of producing this kind of event?
Oh, it's amazing the work that goes into this. So, like, starting tomorrow, as we close up shop, we'll hand out applications for next year. And those, and the vendors who come every year and love it here, they'll re-sign up right away. Same with the food vendors. So you start early, you book your vendors all year, but then the real work gets down to, you got to secure your sponsors so that you can offer more. The more money you bring in sponsors, the more you can put on. And this year is one of the biggest footprints ever. We have 14 food vendors when we normally used to have like 8 or 9. We have many more vendors here out in the whole area. The parks are so full. And look at all the people. It's amazing.
It is amazing. I mean, where the information table is for the chambers, it's like a I'm in people watching Nirvana right now.
Oh, yeah. You got the best seat in the house.
Yeah.
Right here.
So I'm curious, as a former president, do you think anything is changing now versus the president who's managing the chamber now, or who is leading the chamber now?
Well, I met David this morning, our current chamber president. Thank goodness for his volunteer time. We sure appreciate that. I don't live here anymore, so I just travel back to volunteer for Jill and for these events.
That's fantastic.
So, I met David. I'm grateful for his time and efforts. And every business that joins the chamber brings something unique to the table. And it's just the most wonderful thing to gather all kinds of different people and businesses together and work as one to promote Boulder City.
That's fantastic. So one last question. If somebody listens to this podcast and they're going to go out to bouldercitychamber.com, they can see the link, and whatever podcast directory they listen to episodes on, and they come to you and say, "Oh, I want to speak to Beth because I love the nonprofit. I want to make a difference. This is the profession I want." What advice would you give them?
Well, just, you're going to be busy, but you're going to have the best time, the best damn time. You're going to be.
I love that.
I have my friends in Phoenix and we get together and go to the movies. And then I have my friends in Boulder City and we get together and spend 50 hours here in the park over the course of the weekend, just making things happen so we can provide many more activities as time goes on.
That's fantastic. And by the way, when we mentioned the art in the park and the wine walks, I'm like, I live down the road a little bit, but I find I am spending more and more time here in Boulder City. And it's just, again, the Spring Jam, what a wonderful experience.
It's hard to escape the draw, isn't it? Once you get sucked in, you're just sucked into Boulder City. It's a great little town and it's just fun and everyone just makes you feel at home. So it's just, I love Boulder City. So I would always promote Boulder City.
Love it. I love it. Well, Beth, thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us today. I know you're going to go enjoy yourself, do a little volunteering, enjoy the music, the food. But again, it's been a pleasure to meet you and have a conversation.
Well, thank you so much for having me. And thanks for having the best damn podcast. Well, it's awesome.
Thank you so much. Well, listen, hang on for just a second. We're going to do a quick close, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, folks. We have just been chatting with Beth Vandenberg. She's a past president of the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce. Well, and again, we are here at Spring Jamboree, which is the kickoff of the festival season here in beautiful Boulder City, Nevada, home of the Lake Mead, the Hoover Dam, and of course, the Best Dam Podcast. Now, again, you can listen to this episode by visiting the Boulder City Chamber of Commerce's website. Just look for the Boulder City Best Dam Podcast link up on the toolbar, and you can also find us on all of the major podcasting directories, and you can search for us on the Best Damn Podcast. Okay, and we look forward to coming back to you with another interview. Whoever Jill brings us, we're here for, and we're just having some fun. And again, we get to chat with guests just like Beth. Okay, We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.